got me like no man. I wonder if he got the G or the B. Let me find out and see. Come on over to me. These days are way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days are way too long. I've known for giving love away. But I want someone that loves me. I need someone that needs me. Cause it don't feel right when it's late at night. And it's just me and my dreams. So I want someone to love. That's what I fucking want.
You know it's harder to find in these times. But I got nothing but love on my mind. I need a baby while I'm in my prime. Need an adversary to my down to marry.
Now tell me that's life when I'm stressing out at night. Feel like you'll be okay and everything's alright. Let me hear nothing cause I'm not wanting anything but your love and your body and a little bit of your brain. These days are way too lonely. I'm missing out, I know. These days are way too long. And I'm known for giving love away.
And that right there, very fun way to kick off the program today. That was Ska Tune Network covering That's What I Want from Lil Nas X off of Lil Nas X's fabulous new album, Montero. I've recently been obsessed with the non-binary and trans ska movement on the recommendation of my pal Marcy. Has been an absolute delight. So we're sandwiching today's program with a little bit of non-binary and trans ska on either end. So kicking things off again, that was Ska Tune Network covering That's What I Want from Lil Nas X. And at the end of the program, I might even have some more trans ska for you. Who knows? The world is full of endless possibilities. You're tuned into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time here on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and everywhere at CITR.ca. It's an interesting program today. Like I said, bookended by a little bit of non-binary and trans ska. We're going to be taking a dive through the Gary's fabulous new album, Get Thee to a Nunnery. And we're also going to be highlighting some great music from some Indigenous artists to kind of mark Truth and Reconciliation Week and Truth and Reconciliation Day this Thursday. And I'll have more to say on that later in the program. So thanks for joining me here on this Tuesday. I'm glad that you are here, and I'm glad that we get to go on this journey together. First up, we're going to be taking a dive, a little three-song set, into the fabulous new album from the Gary's, Get Thee to a Nunnery. I have adored the Gary's for several years now. They're a surf rock band out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, three sisters, named after their dad, Gary. And when you say surf rock out of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, you pause a little bit. But I really, really loved their other albums, Warm Buds and Surf Manitou, and they've done it again with Get Thee to a Nunnery. So we're going to be playing a quick little three-set song set from the middle of that album, starting off with Bury Me With My Money, going into a little of Highway 11 Tumbleweed, and finishing off with Fallen Woman. So enjoy that one, don't go anywhere, and keep it locked here on Into the Woods. Fading out right there. The Garys, new stuff from them. That was Fallen Woman off of their new album, Get Thee to a Nunnery. Before that, off the same album, we heard Highway 11 Tumbleweed and Bury Me With My Money. You're listening to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish Musqueam territory here at the beautiful University of British Columbia campus. Nice sunny day out today when I was expecting some rain, but not mad about that at all. And I hope you're having a sunny day wherever you are, Radio Land, whatever you're getting up to. If you're a student, hope you're back into the swing of things in school. And if you're not, I hope you're enjoying not being in school. I certainly am looking at this very busy campus here. It's very bustling and full of life today. Yeah, like I said at the top, it's going to be a mixed show today, and we're moving into the next kind of thematic section, if you will. We're going to be highlighting, for a couple reasons, actually, the biggest, of course, being Truth and Reconciliation Week, Truth and Reconciliation Day on September 30th, Thursday. This week gives a great chance to kind of reflect, not only reflect on the colonial legacy of the so-called Canada that we live in, but also to highlight and support Indigenous voices in arts, in music, in culture, all of that. Give people your money, like buy people's stuff, buy music, buy albums, support artists in tangible ways. That is a huge thing to kind of think about this week and whatnot. And it also happens to coincide here at CITR with our CanCon measuring week. I don't know, there's every couple months there's a time when us here in the Radio Land are encouraged to play a lot of Canadian music, because that is when those artists get some nice little checks in the mail for their songs making it on the radio, which we do love to highlight. So that's why I'm always happy to be able to highlight the Garys and their new album, as well as highlight this lineup of Indigenous artists for this next coming up. So that's where we're headed next, Radio Land, and I'm excited that you will be here with me. First up, we're listening to another new track, actually, and this was one that I was very excited to see drop this week, and forebode or foreshadow a new album coming from this artist who I adore, and is widely adored by many people. That is Tanya Tagaq, and she just released a new song with promises of an album to come, and we're going to be listening to that new single right now. It's called Tongues, so enjoy that. Keep it locked here on CITR.
Took our tongues. They tried to take our tongues. We lost our language, and we didn't. In Nuvala, we didn't. Can't take that from us. You can't take that from us. You can't take our blood. You can't take that from us. You can't have my tongue. You can't have my tongue, Inuvunga. You can't have my tongue. You can't have my tongue, Inuvunga. Dukisivunga. You can't have my tongue. I don't want your God. I don't want your God. Put him down. Put him down. I don't want your shame. I wanna come.
I wanna come.
I don't want your shame. It doesn't belong to me. You can't have my tongue.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Down in the shade, I won't be afraid.
work.
That right there, Open Window from Nihayawak. Before that, we heard Nobody Knows, the Epicur remix from Iskwe, Sunil Fox, Henry Strange, and Epicur. And kicking off the set, brand new stuff from Tanya Tagak with Tongues, foreshadowing a new album from the Polaris, one-time Polaris Prize-winning artist. So we can't wait to hear that, let me tell ya. You're listening to Into the Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Mel Woods, hanging out with you as I always do here on Tuesdays. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you're having a good week. I know I am myself. Taking some time to breathe a little, to reflect on myself, reflect on the world, all that sort of stuff. And it's been really good. So I wish that space and time and everything to you, Radioland. That is my wish to you here on this Tuesday. Next up, we're going to be listening to an artist who I first saw at Calgary Folk Fest a few years back and absolutely adored. Their work on the cello is gorgeous, amazing, fantastic. And this is one of my favorite tracks that they've put together. The artist I'm talking about, of course, is Chris Dirksen. And this comes off their 2015 album, Chris Dirksen Orchestral Powwow. And we're going to be listening to Round Dance featuring Northern Voice. So enjoy that one. Don't go anywhere. And keep on rocking on this Tuesday, Radioland. Here's a little bit of Chris Dirksen.
Thank you. The Aboriginal Front Door Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Front Door Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Now that your big eyes are finally opened, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor. You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the longhouses breed superstition, you force us to send our toddlers away to your schools where they're taught to despise their traditions. Forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that's conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots returned to their earth? And where will it tell of the Liberty Bell as it rang with a thud over Kinzoa mud, and a brave Uncle Sam in Alaska this year? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Hear how the bargain was made for the West with her shivering children in 0 degrees. Blankets for your land, so the treaties attest. Oh, well, blankets for land is a bargain indeed. And the blankets were those Uncle Sam had collected from smallpox disease, dying soldiers that day. And the tribes were wiped out and the history books censored. 100 years of your statesmen have felt it's better this way. Yet a few of the conquered have somehow survived. Their blood runs the redder, though genes have been paled. From the Grand Canyon's caverns to Craven's sad hills, the wounded, the losers, the robbed sing their tale. From Los Angeles County to upstate New York, the white nation fattened ends while others grow lean. All the tricked and evicted, they know what I mean. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. The past, it just crumbled. The future just threatens our lifeblood shut up in your chemical tanks. And now here you come, bill of sale in your hand, and surprise in your eyes that we're lacking in thanks for the blessings of civilization you've brought us, the lessons you've taught us, the ruin you've wrought us. Oh, see what our trust in America's bought us. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Now that the pride of the sires receives charity, now that we're harmless and safe behind laws, now that my life's to be known as your heritage, now that even the graves have been robbed, now that our own chosen way is a novelty, hands on our hearts, we salute you, your victory. Choke on your blue, white, and scarlet hypocrisy, pitying the blindness that you've never seen, that the eagles of war whose wings lent you glory, they were never no more than carrion crows. Push the wrens from their nest, stole their eggs, changed their story. The mockingbird sings it, it's all that she knows. Ah, what can I do? Say a powerless few with a lump in your throat and a tear in your eye. Can't you see that their poverty's profiting you? My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying.
500 years ago, across the sea they came, invaded our land, took away our home. Mother shared a story, cut her hair in braid, punished child for speaking Cree. Why were they so mean? Tell me how, tell me now, how do I stop the hurting, the haunting? 500 years, 500 years. The stories make me cry. People suffered so, stolen and abused. Genocide was here. Where have they all gone? Sisters, brothers, friends, souls of beauty, each one, oh loved. Tell me how, tell me now, how do I stop the hurting, the haunting? Tell
fading out in the background there. That's Rhonda Head with 500 Years. Before that, we heard from the great Buffy St. Marie with My Country, Tis of Thy People, You're Dying, off of her 2007 album Vanguard Visionaries. And kicking off the set, Chris Dirksen and Northern Voice with Round Dance, off of the 2015 album Chris Dirksen, Orchestral Powwow. You're tuned into The Woods here on CITR 101.9 FM. And Radioland, we're coming towards the end of the program. It has been a delight and a treat, as always, to hang out with you. And especially today, getting to share the spectrum of trans ska to new stuff from the Garys, to some great, great Indigenous artists to mark Truth and Reconciliation Week. And definitely take time on Thursday on this new statutory holiday, or federally statutory holiday. It's not necessarily a provincial statutory holiday in every province, but do take some time for reflection on how you can partake in active Truth and Reconciliation. Look into the calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. I know at my workplace, I work for Extra, which is an LGBTQ2S+ digital magazine. We're taking a big chunk of the day to talk about how us as folks in the media can do better for Indigenous folks, and in our case, Indigenous queer folks, Indigenous trans folks, and Two-Spirit folks. That's really important. It's important to step back and reflect on what you can do in your capacity and whatnot. So that's the message I will leave you with here on this Tuesday. I have one more track for you today, and at the top of the show, I did promise a trans ska sandwich, and so you know I need to follow through on that. This last track we're going to be hearing comes from the band We Are the Union, which my dear friend Marcy introduced to me a couple weeks ago, and I was truly delighted and surprised I had not heard of them before. Maybe I'm a bad trans person or a bad punk fan, who knows. They're an absolute treat. They're an absolute delight. Their lead singer came out as trans quite recently, and their latest album, Ordinary Life, kind of covers all sorts of that, and her gender and just dealing with life, and it's all very relatable and very, very fun. And actually, fun fact, their trombonist is, in fact, Jer, a.k.a. Ska Tune Network, who did that Lil Nas X cover we started the show off with. So it's all a snake eating its tail, time is a flat circle, etc., etc. It's all connected in the grand scheme of trans ska. So I'm going to play you a track off of We Are the Union's 2021 album Ordinary Life, and it's a bop, it's a jam. I encourage you to go check out the video for this one as well. It's very fun. And the track is Boys Will Be Girls. So enjoy that one, Radioland. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you next week here on Into the Woods.
We hear the jokes you make. We hear the nasty words you say. I'll never get it. It's so pathetic. Does your tiny brain make you this way? Maybe mama didn't tell you that she loved you enough. Now you're feeling extra small and you want to feel tough. Well, I've got some news for you. We don't give a shit what you do or at all about you. Boys will be girls. Morning, 'cause nobody's laughing. Now your ego's lacking. Must be sad to be so boring. Maybe you should take a look in the mirror, love, 'cause your outfit and outlook are ugly as fuck. And I've got some news for you. Still don't give a shit what you do or at all about you. Boys will be girls. Girl.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Scaculia to me.
It's a collective insanity, why it's so silly, why so what you can't say?
Listening to CITR 101.9 broadcasting the odd from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Mighty Prince, boy.
Sherman Oaks by the hillside. Urban folk from the six side. Burning smoke from a bridge site. Serving big lines. Virgin gal to the west coast. Perfect palace, my backwards. Curtains gone, she a rap book. Certain bars leave man shook. The remedy of any melody. Identify that I'm a genuine rarity. I'm rapping Queen Street and Kennedy. Dope bars, all I ever said. Foreign cars, I wanna get in them. So hard, a word I never said. Coach Carter, I'm a better